Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Coastal Drone Podcast. My name is Kate, and I'm here today to give you a bit of an update on the process to get certified to fly in Canada if you are not a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident. And this is especially timely today, which is March 9th, 2020, because there is a bit of a stir online. Transport Canada has recently announced that they're changing the process that's available for some groups of foreign pilots looking to fly in Canada. So let's dive into that in a little bit more detail. So if you are a foreign operator, meaning that you're not a Canadian citizen, a permanent resident, or a corporation that's incorporated by or under federal or provincial laws, and you want to fly in Canadian airspace, you must have an approved Special Flight Operations Certificate, or SFOC, to fly a drone for any purpose, be that recreational or for work or for research. Plus, you also must already be allowed to use that drone for the same purpose in your home country. So if you have approval or an authorization or certification license in your home country, then you'll include that application in your application or include that certification in your application for your Special Flight Operations Certificate. Just recently, it was posted on the Transport Canada website to, they say, please note, we are currently not accepting SFOC applications from visitors to Canada looking to fly recreationally. This change does not affect foreigners requesting an SFOC for commercial purposes. This temporary restriction will be reevaluated in January 2021. We apologize for any inconvenience. And from my understanding and the conversations I've had with Transport Canada, the primary reason for this has just been volume. There wasn't a way prior to this process being in place, which came into effect with all of the new Canadian drone regulations on June 1st, 2019. There was no way for Transport Canada to know how many foreign pilots were looking to fly in Canada. So now they know, and it's a lot. And that was a bit of a shock to Transport Canada, and it wasn't necessarily something that they were prepared to deal with. So with the way that things are now, it is a little bit more challenging, but there's some good news. If you're flying commercially, or you have a certificate that shows that you fly commercially in your home country, you're still able to go through the regular SFOC process. So what that looks like for commercial operators only now is you will need to take a TP 15263 compliant training course. And that means that it has to be at least 20 hours and cover the requirements in the knowledge requirement guide, which is TP 15263. And the school that you take it from has to have declared that they are compliant with those training requirements. Once you have done that, you'll get a certificate at the end that you'll include with your SFOC application. And so you complete the application form. There's also a checklist that goes along with that and includes a few more things, like you'll need a copy of your passport and a few other items. You submit that to Transport Canada, and within about 30 working days, they'll get back to you, hopefully sooner than that, now that they're going to have fewer applications. They'll get back to you and say, here's your certificate, you're good to go, you're approved to fly. So the two steps are complete the training course and complete your SFOC application. That works for commercial pilots looking to fly in the basic environment. If you're going to be flying in environments that are considered advanced, including controlled airspace, close to airports, very close to people, then you'll also need to complete a flight review with a certified flight reviewer. And instead of the reviewer submitting those results in the portal like they normally would do, they would just submit or give to you a certificate that shows that you've passed the flight review, and you would submit that with your SFOC application. So I hope that clears up the process for foreign operators looking to fly commercially. For foreign operators that are now looking to fly recreationally, that SFOC process is no longer available, at least until we hear more from Transport Canada on that. So what you could do instead is, if you don't have evidence or a way of showing that you will be flying commercially while you're in Canada, then an option for you is the sub 250 gram drones. These under 250 gram drones, like the DJI Mavic Mini, are really only subject to CAR, Canadian Aviation Regulation 900.06, which is the one that basically says don't be an idiot when you fly your drone. So when you pack your Mavic Mini, also pack your common sense. And that one will allow you to fly in Canada as a recreational pilot without an SVOC. But you just need to make sure that you don't operate it recklessly or in a negligent manner, and you don't want to endanger other airspace users or the safety of any person on the ground. So make sure that you're being smart. There's lots of information on our blog and on YouTube videos on how to fly safely in Canada, but there is no other certification or knowledge training requirement that's required for those sub 250 gram drones. And I think that that's all that I wanted to talk about. If you have questions on this process, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can send us an email at info@coastaldrone.co. Also, if you go to our website, there's a little chat window in the bottom right-hand corner, and that goes right to my phone. So as soon as I see a message in there from you, I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Coastal Drone Podcast, and we'll see you next time.